A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington on Wednesday, December the 29th, 2021. And this is the Diaspora Forum. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, broadcasting from my home in Washington, D.C. this last Wednesday in December.
Tonight, we're talking about COVID-19, the death of veteran football administrator Ntumiso Kumede, and other issues.
But first, let's take a look at COVID-19. In its daily bulletin, the Ministry of Health reports that 32 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday, and over 2,000 tested positive for the coronavirus, which has taken the lives of almost 5,000 Zimbabweans since the pandemic started in March last year.
The ministry also reports that more than 4 million people have received their COVID-19 vaccines in Zimbabwe, and over 3 million their second dose.
At least 208,000 Zimbabweans have contracted COVID-19 since March last year, and almost 170,000 have fortunately recovered.
In other news, veteran football administrator Ntumiso Kumede passed away today at Mpilo Hospital of an undisclosed ailment. He was recently honored by Highlander supporters, who gave him an assortment of presents and cash for his sterling performance in the club.
And Kumede started working at Highlanders Structures in the 1970s and rose through the ranks to become the club's chairperson and secretary general. He also became Zimbabwe Football Association's vice president. He played a key role in purchasing of Highlanders assets, which include a sports center and camping sites.
Some soccer supporters are now urging the Zimbabwean government to declare him a national hero. Ibambe Zulwanda Balinjani lapha elikhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba ezithiyeneyo. Namhla kuhlelo lwe-Diaspora Forum sikhangela okuthiyeneyo. Ukuqala esikukhangelayo khona manje, sikhangela khonokuke okwe-COVID-19 ukuthi kambe kuhamba njani emhlabeni yonke jikelele. Singangena isidule ngalokho. Siyabona ukuthi-ke uhlangothi lwezempilakahle lubika ukuthi kulabantu abayi-32 abahlola izolo batholakala ngathi-ke 32 ababulewe yi-COVID-19. Kube sekusithi-ke abayi-2099 ngabantu abahlolwe batholakala belegciwane le-COVID-19. Kulabanye njalo abafika 3,000 abaphephe kumkhuhlane lo. Kusukela ngombimbitho onyakenye uhlangothi lolu luyabika ukuthi sukela abantu 4,940 asebabulawa yi-COVID-19 phakathi kwabantu abayi-207,000 548. Asebaphepha kubhane lolu by 169,963. Njalo sebahlatshwa ijekiseni yakuqala bayidlula 4,106,800. Kwesokusithi-ke laba sebehlatshwe esibili bafika khonapho 3,115,000. So khanyangazana abantu bayithatha-ke ijekiseni leyi yokuthi bephephe kumkhuhlane we-COVID-19. Xa sesikhangela njalo kokunye okwenzakalayo kwele Zimbabwe, siboneke ukuthi umnumzana Ntumiso Kumede kasekho. UGumede uyaziwa kakhulu, uyaziwa ngokuthi uGumede wabantu. Singathi uGumede-ke wangena kwa-Highlanders ngama-1970s, wangena khonapho waze waphezulu esikhongweni sokuthi abe umgcini sihlalo kweqembu leli. Waphinda njalo waba ngu-Secretary General, khona-ke sikubiza sithi ngunobhala jikelele weklabhu naleni. Wasethenga-ke okuthiyeneyo i-club house, wathenga le ndlu lapho abantu laba bakhaba phela ibhola okumele ukuthi bahlale kiyo bengakayidlala lamanye amaqembu, kuthiwa i-club facilities, lapho kumele ukuthi phela abantu bazelule bamele ukuthi bayidlale umdlalo olandelayo. UGumede njalo wangena ukuba ngu-ZIFA vice president, esebenza okunye okumangalisayo. So kulabantu impavela sabasebesithi UGumede kumele adikliwe ukuthi i-national hero ngoba usebenze kakhulu kwezemidlalo. Sakhangela futhi njalo olunye udaba kulobaba kuthiwa Nkululeko Letter ongumanjinela kwele Zimbabwe. Nkululeko Letter usanda ukuqansa intaba enkulu kakhulu uKilimanjaro. Uthi-ke wazizwa engani kulo mdlozela wabe qansa intaba leyi, wathatha 42 kilometers zonke ngamalanga amabili uthi eqansa siya phezulu. Uthi sesedla futhi wathatha amalanga amabili, kodwa wayelabantu ababemncedisa-ke uNkululeko Letter. So this guy Nkululeko Letter Marvelous is a structural engineer and is one of the Zimbabweans who recently climbed Mount Kilimanjaro, after he was encouraged by locals to achieve this feat. So it took Nkululeko 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain, and then 2 days to come down. He spent about 20 minutes at the top of the mountain, as per some instructions of tour operators. Yes, some people, of course, who carried some kind of things with him, like you know, food, and you know, some were even carrying some tents and so forth. And one of them was looking after his health. He says he's a tough guy. This is not for the faint-hearted. And according to him, quote and unquote, this was a very strong team that he had. So he paid a parking fee, of course, and then altogether he paid 1,200 to climb Mount Kilimanjaro. You know, I think maybe you can challenge him. You look strong, marvelous. Maybe try it.
I think, you know what, that's why they say the higher you go, the cooler it becomes. You really have to be fit to be able to take that kind of climb. So I'm very super proud of him. I mean, there's a lot coming out of Zimbabweans this year. So we didn't only have bad news due to COVID-19, but look, we're having so much encouraging things happening, like the four, you know, our Ndlovu Emeli, who's also, you know, running a campaign right now to educate people about COVID-19. So it's interesting. I hope that he took the Zimbabwean flag up there and was able to wave it when he was up there, up mountain.
His disappointment was, as the instructions, he was supposed to spend only 20 minutes. After that, they are saying it's deadly.
Yes.
Stay there for too long. So 20 minutes, and he didn't like the vegetation. So it's poor vegetation. But he enjoyed all the way and coming down.
Yes, I think I've watched a lot of nature programs, and I think it's for health reasons because the altitude up there is very different to what you experience down there. But I wish he was live here so we could ask him, but maybe next time.
Yeah, because he's traveling, unfortunately.
Yeah. Asi kunyawo varipachirongwa chedu, tinokuchingamidza ine mufaro. Achitaura zvakare nhasi tikuendera mberi tichitarisa nyaya yedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19 tichitarisa kuti tasvika kumapeto egore rino ra2021 tichipinda muna 2022 vhiki rinotevera parizvino bazi rezveutano riri kuzivisa kuti nezuro munyika makawanikwa imo vanhu 32 vachishaya kubva kudenda iri COVID-19 pakawanikwa zvakare 2,000 vanhu vachiwanikwa vachitesta positive for COVID-19 uye parizvino vanhu vabayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 vanodaudzira 4 million parizvino. Asi tichange tiri kutaura pamusoro penyaya idzi tichitarisa zvakare zviri kuitika. Nhasi tatambira nhau dzinorwadza chaizvo. Vaimbova vachishanda kuZipa uyezve vachishanda kuHighlanders Football Club vaDumiso Gumede vawanikwa ivo vachisisiya. Saka nhasi vazhinji vari kutarisa ivo kuti dai zvaibvira vawanikwa ivo vachipiwa ruremekedzo rekunge vari mumwe achaitwawo kuHeroes Acre kana kuti vaonekwa segamba nekuti zvinonzi vagumedze vakawanikwa ivo vachibatsira kutenga tingati aye mabuildings eHighlanders kuBulawayo ikoko vakawanikwa zvakare vachitenga camping site izvo zvakafadza vatsigiri vazhinji veHighlanders. Tinoona kuti iro nguva yapfuura iyi vakatowanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo netimu yavo kana kuti nevatsigiri vavo vakapiwa mari nezvimwewo, asi nhasi tazotambira mazwi ekuti aiwa vatisiya. Saka ndo zvimwe zvatichange tiri kutarisa, uyezve kuti gwanza ravasiya richakwanisa here kuti ripindwewo nevamwe. Tichitarisa zvakare musangano mukuru uchange uri paZoom, musangano wemakereke akasiyana-siyana uri kudeidzerwa nevatingati vanogara kuno kudiaspora kuAmerica. Tina Reverend Eva Mutambanuki vachauya vachitaura kuti musangano uyu wakakosha sei kune vanhu vese pasi rose, nekuti vari kuti mubatanidzwa wevanoita maprayer meeting pamafoni zuva nezuva, asi uchange wekutanga nemusi wesvondo. Over to you, Dix.
Yes, marvelous. So let's start with Reverend Mutambanuki. Tinzwe kuti what she can say about COVID, then we'll go into the other issues as we go in this program. So start with the COVID issue, marvelous.
Yeah, I want to chingamiza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu, Reverend.
Oh, thank you so much. Ndinomukwasa iwo muzitora Jesu.
Zvobuda zvakanaka chaizvo. Tombotanga nekukuvhunza ipamusoro peCOVID tichitarisawo zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muno muAmerica. Manga muri kubatsira sei panguva ino yedenda reCOVID-19 kuedza kutaura nezvazvo kana kubatsirawo mhuri dzinenge dzabatwa nedenda iri?
tanga tiri kubatsirana physically kudzidzisana kuti toita sei kunyanya tichitora ma mishonga yekumusha kwedu zvatinoita zvekufukira kutore majinja kungosanganisa ma natural herbs iri nzira yekudzivirira uye zvakare nekubatsirana neavo vanenge vari kurwara kunamata nawo kuvakurudzira kuti vavo vanozvichengeta pamwe chete nekuchema nevanenge vafirwa nekufunga nevari kumusha tichibatsirana nawo mazano marairanwa mazano atinenge tapiwawo nevamwe tagara tichiita pass on kune Zimbabwean population mudiaspora.
Maybe in English, if you can just tell us, what role did the church play, especially the Zimbabwean churches during COVID-19, when we look at this is now the second year that we are fighting this pandemic, but what role did your church play?
The Zimbabwean population in the diaspora has been very instrumental in helping our population understanding this pandemic, which is beyond us. And at the same time, we have been encouraging our people to follow the CDC guidelines, instructions that are given worldwide. And at the same time, we have been using the natural herbs since, you know, that in Zimbabwe, we always use the natural herbs. So that has been very helpful to so many people. We use ginger, garlic, and lemon, and onions, all that, just to using that, which has been very helpful. And at the same time, from a spiritual perspective, we have been praying with those who have been affected, those who have lost their loved ones, grieving with them and encouraging them. Some are not even able to go home to mourn their loved ones, which is so sad and difficult, but we have been trying to be together because we are one. We always try our best to be together within our prayer lines. We gather together and we sing songs of our condolences and giving testimonies, word of encouragement. That has been very helpful. And within various organizations within North America, people have been doing that. When somebody passes on, those we know and we don't know, it's our custom even to give resources, GoFundMe, etc. So we have been together. That's the important thing during this COVID. And we are still together, looking forward, working together in 2020 and praying together.
So now, what has been the impact of COVID-19 on the church?
The church, people have questions why. People are asking, you know, during the time of Job when he had his own pandemic, there were so many questions. So when is this going to end? Where is God? And why is it happening to us? And what can we do? So, you know, it has been a very difficult year, beginning January to this present day. I was saddened by what you just said, that a lot of people have been diagnosed positive, and at the same time, those who have passed on, my condolences to those families. So the church is standing as the watchdog of God's people. The church is the voice. We are the voice to the people, to those who are discouraged, to those who are going through the passage of time, the difficult time. We don't lose hope. We keep the hope. And, you know, Christmas has come to give us hope because Jesus is there. He was born to give us hope and to give us peace and love, that love of God, and at the same time, that joy to the world which has come. So we stand in the midst of that darkest hours. We know where to lean. We lean on God.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line. We are coming back to you shortly. Now we're joined by Mr. Nhlanhla Mbambo, who is based in UK. First of all, we'll talk about COVID, Mr. Mbambo, then we'll cascade into other issues. Welcome to the program, sir.
Yes.
Okay, when COVID is going to happen,
kodwa ke mina bengitraveli bengisewashington the mafika belingazivalela endlini, so ngilinda ama-results ami angabuya then sengiphumake.
Katesu wapuwa mkona na pe Washington?
I sent for England, Katesu.
Kwa usubu yele England. So ukamba wako loku, mekunja ni nao kati indi za mchina. Kwa be kitezi, lomke kuhu one seat kumbe, umu yumpaki maske leo mwenyeni. Kwa be kumenja?
Be ukule kusesabe katube, koto kusufa ama maski, engubone ema airport, ila kulu New Jersey. I got that. Kato ngelala space so utu move nje, I think nabanta wa ema kaya for Ikisimus.
Yeah.
I think lokale UK, AUS, then international. Kusesabe kakulu, lako swonga jukutu mtu ntema nfiga anzaya ngile na maa symptoms, koto ai, donga hande.
Yeah, so marvelous, Tata Mbambo has been traveling. So he was in Washington, he went back to the UK. You know, he travels a lot. He knows UK, USA like the back of his hand. So he's all over the show. So he says traveling was a bit difficult. Maybe you can pose a question to him. Yeah,
maybe just share, what did you see? Because I know that I also traveled during, you know, in the past few weeks. Going to Texas, but what I witnessed is, you know, there are different rules to different cities. Because here in Washington, D.C., obviously, you know, you have to mask up. But the minute I got to Texas, I had an option. I could wear my mask or not. The mandate day is not, it's not there. You can, if you're wearing a mask, actually, they think that you're not vaccinated. So what did you see?
When I was in D.C. and Maryland, I thought it was really strict, but it was when I was in New York and New Jersey, it was really, really strict there, because in the public, you find that everybody is wearing a mask. Unlike in Maryland, it was a situation where now in a shop, someone would remind you to wear a mask. But in New Jersey, I remember walking in the street, someone saying, if you wear a mask, the police are going to have the right to stop you. So I think, as you say, state by state, it's different. In New York, the New Jersey, I think it's very, very strict. Because in New York, McDonald's in New York, for you to fit in there, you have to prove what you're vaccinated. To eat, to buy and eat, they will sell the pants. You have to prove. Mm-hmm. But they allow you to take Uhambe, but to fit in, you have to prove what you're vaccinated.
But also remember that New York had one of the highest figures of COVID-19 infections here in the United States. And I think now, even with Omicron, they are crying foul that, you know, they've seen numbers rising up. So it's interesting to see that now they're asking for proof. So did you have your proof on your phone? Where did you have your proof?
I didn't have my proof. So what I did, to be honest, was to just buy and get out.
Okay.
Yes. So yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Now, the reality gives. I think, you know, because when we talk about figures, some people don't know exactly what's also happening here. You know, in this kind of world, that regulations, people actually do check. I remember even to go into a show, they will ask you like what you said for your proof. So what they now advise people to do is take a picture of your vaccination card or your booster and keep it on your phone, because it can be called upon any time and you can then prove to say, no, this is my vaccination. But I was interested in knowing about this travel ban. Did that affect you at all?
No, it didn't affect me at all, really. What happened is, like, I did my, what do they call it, vaccine.
Pre-departure test, yes.
Yes. So, those, I donated those, so it didn't have an issue. It wasn't an issue at all. Because now, if you're at an airport, you just have to prove that. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
It was like that strict. But what happened when I was coming back, I just took it for granted. Maybe I can fly out without having to prove it. Pre-departure from the US, UK to England. When I got there, they said, we can't put you on this plane now, the pre-departure test in the US. So I had to pay $250 in New Jersey airport at that point.
Wow. So I think it's there.
Yes. I think it's good to prepare before you travel, really, because when I looked at it, it was going to be cheaper if I had done it at Baltimore. Maybe it was $100 at Baltimore. But when I looked at the airport, I had to pay $250, and the line yakona even ridiculous. A lot of people, I think, take this thing for granted to say, oh, maybe I can make my way through. But they are very strict. Mm. You can't board an aeroplane without proving, without showing a pre-departure test. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, okay. So now let's turn to Highlanders. I know that you're one of the biggest Highlanders fans or supporters and a member, a life member, right? So, Dumiso, Dumiso Kumete Raseko, ungathi ngeke amazwi akho bona.
Eh, sibuhlungu kanjani baba uDube, it's news ekade singazilindele, because ngacabanga uGumede 7 days ago, a week ago, we celebrated, bekunomcimbi kade simenzele wona. And it was so beautiful to see him ebukeke ejabulile. I really couldn't believe it. It happened exactly okadakha baba uDube, if you remember. I just in a week, but after that week, I heard the news which is passed out. Exactly, I met him. I was like, sicabanga eLenders yena ka 1986 ayakhayo la manje nxa lokhu silale nostalgic feeling is because of uGumede ngendlela ayikhokhe ngakhona eLenders yena ka 1986 uthela nxa sechiya sesiyarare ngo 1989 iLenders yayi so solid ukuthi kubuhlungu la manje nxa sikhumbula sikhuluma ngakhona ukuthi ubaba sesifisa ukumenza upresident ukuthi abe advisor nako sehambile quick like that.
So, Manji, just hold on a second. Just 1 second. I'm trying to sort out something here. Yeah, okay. So, Manji, anyway, talk about Ukumet.
Angazi ukuthi bona bazacabangani abakhulu beBhoso bakuDube, kodwa ke mina ukubona kwami bengicabanga ukuthi kube ne-ona enkulu for bakuGumet. And into ebuhlungu ukuthi thina koBulawayo laphana ungakhangela sikhangela kakhulu ku-ona abantu mebabasulelayo, kodwa laba abantu abayibabenza ukuthi idolobho lithuthuke asicabanga ngabo. Kwesinye isikhathi khona yona lani ibhabha sizumbile uzeve why singathi maybe bengindumiso Gumede Stadium. Kwamanye amazwe bakuDube asiyonto eyinkinga le yokwenza njalo. Quick bahlonipha abantu babo, uthole ukuthi ngesikhathi esincane nje leba i-stadium kumbe i-certain structure sinike sibizo lalona umuntu just ukuthi simhloniphe nje si-appreciate ukuthi hayi lo muntu lowo nguye owasizasaba lapha. Bengicabanga khona ukuthi kwenye izikhathi let's just think of a structure kumbe yena leyana i-Highlanders Clubhouse ibe indumiso Gumede House.
Okay, just hold on there. We'll come back to you. Marvelous. Maybe you can chip in. We've got Mr. Makawe Nyati. Mr. Nyati, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you. For coming on to the program, maybe just give us your take on the passing of Mr. Gumede. What do you think, and how do you think he should be remembered? What's his legacy?
Sanbonan, thank you for welcoming me. Thank you, Babu Dube. Sihlangana ngendaba ezingemnandi. Indaba ezibuhlungu kangaka. It's so sad what just happened. It's even difficult to even think about it. After such a campaign to celebrate his wonderful work in soccer, in football, and just a week down the line, the man is gone. It's so difficult even to believe it, just to understand what really just happened. So, Ubaba Gumede, He was a down-to-earth man. He was a man who knew a people, a man of the people, a man who would who was welcoming. I remember several times interacting him on social media platforms, on Twitter. He would just interact with anyone, whether it's about soccer or it's about our culture and the Highlanders, which is our heritage. You would just interact and answer questions and talk to anyone and everyone. It's sad that now he's gone just like that, and he's just leaving us in the open like that. It's unbelievable. But, well, it has happened, and it's God's will. As a nation, we really need to think deeper and really consider honoring this man. Somehow, I like the idea that let the stadium be named after him. Let there be a club, or even the clubhouse, let it be named after him. He was a man of his word. He led that club to greater heights, and until his last breath, Gumede was there for Highlanders. And right until his last breath, we learned a lot from him. And the campaign that was going on to celebrate his life, who would have known that it's a goodbye for him? But well, yeah, that's what it is. And thank you, Studio 7 for this program as well, honoring this man. And he really deserved something like this, or even bigger than this.
Yes,
Kumete bengumuntu abantu. Not only in his expertise, not kungekho asikho kuphela kulokho akwaziyo obekungumdlalo wenguqu. Ugumede bengumuntu okhululekileyo. Even noma uxoxa naye ezamasiko encingweni zokuphumana lezi, uyaphendula imibuzo. Ube ngumuntu ophile ebantwini, engumuntu omdala ozimiseleyo ukuthungamela abantu abasha nokuthungamela abantu ngendlela eqondileyo. And njengesizwe asilahlekele kakhulu. Kungasikho kuphela isizwe sakomthakazi, but isizwe seZimbabwe as a whole, silahlekele kakhulu ngumuntu obesazi amasiko, umuntu obesazi ukuthungamela ezemidlalo ngendlela efaneleyo. And okubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi ensukwini nje ezimbalo besimbona uGumede ejayiva kumnandi, konke kukuhle, kubungazwa umsebenzi awenzileyo, kubhungaza umsebenzi awenzileyo kwezemidlalo. Kodwa namhlanje nanku sokwenzakele okwenzakeleyo. So ebengingakutsho ukuthi ilizwe, kungayisikho isizwe sakumthakazi kuphela, ilizwe leZimbabwe kumele lime ngezinyawo li-celebrate iqhawe elinguGumede. Ube liqhawe uGumede, akukho okunye ebengingakusho okumadlula le.
Okay, marvelous. Maybe last question to Mr. Nyati.
If I can just translate into Shona, because I'm not sure if it's a conversation. Apotukuzwa, Nyarikanwe, the Barbita or Ivo could see Sema Onero Abo, Dai Vagumede, Pansakuan, for Ivo, Chiranga Riva, Sarabu, she wanted quite a chipiwa, openness mentioned, was a day, Baba Field Stadium, Akana Highlanders House, who go a Valotimo Vakashanda. Mabasa akanaka chaizvo, uyezve vabva vadzora ndangariro vakati vaGumede vaiti pese panenge pari kutamba timu yavo kana zvakanaka zviri kuitika vaibva vatamba zvinoyevedza. Saka vari kuti ivo vaikwanisa zvakare kunge vachitaura nevanhu pangave pari padandemutande reTwitter kana reFacebook kana ripi, vati ndo zvimwe zvinhu zvanga zvichinyanyovabata panyaya iyoyi yekuti iye zvinoizvi vari kutofungidzira kuti dai
Yes, we had an interview with Alexander Masego. I think you still remember him as the captain of Highlanders Football Club and another member of the club, Chavo Moyo. Just listen to this interview that I did with the two.
Also, if he's here. O California konke lokho i-management yakhe ukubumba iqembu lethu la ngakuzifa ngale, so okwakhe ukwazi ukumanage, you know, inguqu akubo zikwazakala ababaningi esingathi balolwazi njengaye. So hayi, yikulahleka okukhulu not only kuboso but elizweni inolege yonke kana akisilele phansi.
Yes, siyabuza kakhulu Jabu, sicela ubambe khonapho ke Zanda Maseko. Zanda, sawumkela futhi.
Yebo, yebo, kunjani bo?
Nomphile Zanda, nanko ke umbiko, kase kugumsa.
Hayi, anginamazwi madoda, ngiphelelwe nje. Umuntu nje obe jabula last week. Abantu bemhlanganisela nje ukumbonga ukuthi wona into zonke azenzayo esaphila, understand? And then you find this week umuntu besesishiya nje kanjalo. Akubuhlungu.
Ya, kubuhlungu kakhulu. Sitshele ukuthi wena wasebenza njani lo gumede.
Oh, I mean, we suka kude mina lo gumede from into ze-sport ku-Highlanders esiya kuzifa. The main thing engakhuluma ngayo ngakhona besides into zebhora. I mean, it was a great administrator, one, two. Why we MCM Chatham one? So kubuhlungu, you understand? I see him lapana a jaiva, a dancer, a very hour, a koshiwe. Baze abantu bebuya besenza into engani yabhida ngapha bakhuza. Hayi no, it's fun. Now I'm taking it back with the entire DVD and I'll do that. I've actually missed someone very, very, very special.
Yeah, last time I put the pole in, I want to when I kept a new pose. Like, I couldn't do the one up. I was telling you that is the Ranaja, Docums.
He was. Man of peace, man of laughter, and the serious and what is winning. The wife and what you're going to say, and it's a cool lady, almost daddy poor. Understand? Be yourself and enjoy the game. Why not go strict in the analysis as I was going to want to strict a cool, but the eye comes no. Or comes no. And I remember also, Master Kamakim Napana and Nimota, Katabantovam, Waham, the Selu Fave. And I said, the government and Bahamis, but driving, wheel, baking, and motor, committed very a woman to a band, you understand? He was just a man of faith.
So, Manji, I want to come to Jan Combs, Nova Velavan in City Combs,
you know, to me, as a committee, there's been a rock, and there's been a rock of everyone. Why meta wonke umuntu azanga xabalela umuntu wayengasokile wayengenonto walile umuntu let's remember him as a hero. That's what I can say to me. He's one of the heroes who sport eZimbabwe nje is a hero. Yeah,
so manje kumele izweleni kufaka isithombe kwezweni kwele academy wena ngumbono wakho ubona ngani kumele kuthweni ngumbono wakho
I think ivele kufuze ukuthi kube lenye ibuilding ngazo umbe sifake sithi sithombe sakhe thina ngapha uma kuthi abantu bezifa labo bayafuna bemenzeke something huge somewhere but at the end of the football fraternity but at the moment thina nje fake them stop clap bombs laphana ngiyabulela uma ungena nje
there that is Alexander Maseko. I think you still remember him, marvelous. He kept the Highlanders, you know, and that was a Highlanders team which was rolling. It was beating all the clubs, you know. Do you remember those days?
Yes, and what I like, he took it up a notch by saying that the late Gumede was actually an MC, I think one of them said, at his wedding. And he says now he's going to remember him, he's going to go back to the tape and see how Gumede was able to dance and she just make everyone feel at home. So those are the moments that, you know, a lot of people will remember. But what also he said was there was a celebration for him a week ago where people honored him. So as much as it's said, it's very rare for most people to actually be honored while they are alive.
Exactly, and yes. So exactly.
You know, say God made it possible for him to actually be honored and to know how people feel about him before he passed on. Saka potanga chukunzwa miyarikani wangawaru chaura iwo kuti vachafunga vagumede pamusoro pemabasa avakabata vachitaura kuti vagumede zvakare vakange vari vanhu munhu anoda runyararo vakange vari munhu anoda zvokufara kana vari pavari pangave pari pabhora kana mumamwewo mafaro vakataura ivo kuti vakakwanisa kunge vari MC pamuchato wavo vachitamba vachikurudzira vanhu kuti vafare izvo zvichaitawo kuti vawanikwe vachivaremekedza vakati zvakare zvinonyanyovarwadza ivo ndezvekuti vhiki rapfuura iro vagumede vakawanikwa vachiitirwa mabiko vaka wanikwa vachipiwa ruremekedzo ane vatsigiri Highlanders nevamwewo vari maHighlanders vaka wanikwa ivo vachiratidzwa rudo rwakakura chaizvo kubva saka vari kuti zvavarwadza kuti 1 week later tabva vabva vatisiya saka ndozvimwe zvavanga vari kutaura Gibbs.
Yes, your last word, Mr. Bambo, on this issue, and then we cross over to another issue. Stay quiet, sir.
Ngiyabonga babuduwe lo sisi mavelasi ngiyajabula lokuzilethe ikhuluma lapho maseva mina into eyenza nje ukuthi for ukuthi sikhumbule imemory ka wabugumede ukuthi I think we have to make sure ukuthi we uphold ama values and principles of football as our Islanders or Zimbabwe general wenzela ukuthi umdlalo wethu ebhora uye phambili khathesi kule African Nations Cup I think the best thing for us to remember ugumede is to win something for him.
Thank you so much, Baba Mbambo. Sibongile kakhulu ngathenga kusasa.
Hayi, ngiyabonga bakuduke.
Okay, bye bye. So, marvelous. Let's cross over to Reverend Mtambanyuke and then discuss this issue concerning this convention, which is coming very, very soon. And we are here. Many people are going to attend this convention. So, in the next 7 minutes or so, let's discuss this. Then we'll go into the later, Nkululeko letters issue. So go ahead, marvelous. First question.
My reference, Mtambani Kimoti, Sananguroneje, a revival, Yenu Yamui Nayo. I saw a kosha say, which is something I saw.
Oh, Masita, the note in the school. Kuzakakosha kuti titange pamwe chete nerevival kutanga namwari tichizofambe mugore tanamata tatanga tanamata Matthew chapter 6 on verse 33 chakai umambo wamwari nokururama kwawo kose zvimwe zvose zotera saka timu yedu iri kutaura nekuti mwari tarirai mwari ari kuita zvinhu zvitsva.
So now, looking at what is coming, you know, how can you describe this convention which is coming, and where are you going to be? How many people are expecting, and just briefly, all those kind of things.
Thank you very much. Like I said, we are starting on the January the 2nd at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, 6 p.m. Pacific Time, and 8 p.m. Central Time. Will be on Zoom, and there are 12 different groups who are in North America. We have the Mothers Union, which is an Anglican women's organization. We have the CFI, which is being led by Dr. Japhet Ndemera and his crew. We have my Dr. Tariro Shabata, who leads the morning prayer. We have Pastor Marvelous, wonderful woman of God who leads the Women of Dominion, which is 10 years old. And we also have Pastor Dr. Letina Jeranyama, who leads the Women of Faith. And I am there too, Reverend Eva Mdambanuki. I lead the evening prayer, which is 11 years old. And Elder Ndiraya leads the evening prayer, Yasekuru Masuka, and Pastor Makoni. And we have the Building for the Future by Pastor Jacob Maforo and Reverend Kapumbuti, who is in Maryland, who is the North American Wabui. My Judith Mutamba leads the RRW United Methodist Church in North America. And Dr. Reverend Hofisi, who leads the Methodist in Zimbabwe. There's a chaplain in North America. So all these organizations are coming together. The purpose is for us to begin 2022 together. When meaning you cannot do away with prayer. We have to be together. So we'll be on Zoom, and all these groups will be preaching, they'll be teaching, and at the same time, there will be break rooms where people go into break rooms and praying for our children, praying for our nation, and praying for the year as it is coming.
Yeah, lapho ke sizwa ke u Reverend Eva Mutambanuki ekhuluma ngakhona ke about bazakwenza kwabe ku Zoom bekhuleka besenza konke ke ukuthi ayirevival ukuthi ke kuvuselelwe phela okwaNkulunkulu konke uhambelana nelizwi likaNkulunkulu. Njalo bekhonze bendawonye kula bantu abaningi kakhulu azabe bengena kulokhu kuzoom kuqaliswa mhlaka 2 ngozibandlela kuze kuthove amalanga ayi-8 bekuthova konke lokhu. So uthi-ke babekhulumisana labantu ngakho konke lokhu-ke ukuthi bakhonze uNkulunkulu bendawonye khonapha kwele Melika. Kunjalo-ke mavulazi.
Zvakakosha sei nyanya mudiaspora kuti vanhu vawanikwe vachisangana vachikurukura zvatingati zvekwaJesu.
Oh my, ndo upenyu hwedu sevana weZimbabwe. As you know, 95% most of our population waKristu wanonamata. Saka kuno kudiaspora tisiri kumusha tiri kuno, saka tinoda kukudze mhuri dzedu muchiKristu. So tiri kukurudzirana mhuri dzese kuuya pamwe chete tichitaure shona yedu, tichitaure ndebele, tichitaure chirungu sewakadzidziswa newaBritisha kuti tive tinonamata pamwe chete. Zvakakoshesesa kuti titange gore nemunamato, uye zvakare tinozoenda maprayer group edu. Tine marivival ari kuuya, Women of Dominion ine revival muna June, mamwe CFI muna September, Building for the Future. With all these organizations wane yearly meetings anoitika. So wanhu wangaziya sei wasina kuparidzirwa, wangapona sei wasina kuparidzirwa, tingararama sei mupandemic tisinganamati. So that is very important, is we have to do that.
So you know, is there any payment that is needed for people to attend, or it's just as free as the word of God?
It's free, word of God free. What is needed are our hearts. Moyo yedu chete ndio inodiwa kuti tigashire maridzo dzichauya, mateachings achauya, kurudziro ichauya, tofamba semuna 2022. Uwepo pamwe ndo wakakosha.
Thank you very much. And still on the line, don't go away. We're going to come back to you after, you know, exhausting the other issue that is today, that we're discussing today. So remember, Marvelous, when we started the show, we said we've got this guy who actually climbed Mount Kilimanjaro. So he's a structural engineer. His name is Guleo Leta. He's now based in South Africa. It took him about 2 days to clear 42 kilometers up the mountain and another 2 days to come down. So, but he spent, as we indicated, 20 minutes at the top of the mountain. You know, this mountain is the tallest in Africa, and he says it was like conquering the whole world for him to be up there. He enjoyed himself like we don't know. So he says some people were actually carrying 5 liter oxygen tanks on their backs, but he had none. At one stage he thought maybe he had forgotten something, and you know, he wanted to ask his anglers whether they had forgotten to give him his own tank. But he says going up the mountain you need a lot of endurance, and at the same time you shouldn't be worried about many things. But having 6 anglers and having paid $1,200 for the tour, he says it was really worth it. He enjoyed every bit, according to Leta. Right?
Let's hear what he has to say, because like you said, there's a lot of endurance that's needed for that climb. And people actually spend time training to climb. So I wish he was live so we could ask him if he actually trained or this was just a one-off.
He said he never trained. He was inspired by people near him, you know, while he was doing a workshop. Okay. And then he said, okay, I can climb that thing. And he went up there. So here he comes.
Yes. Minikama lami ngukululeko Leta. Ngiphuma eGoblawa, eZimbabwe. Profession yami ngumanjinela womgwaqo. But senga branch futhi into transport engineering in general. Yes, liqiniso ngawukansa ungayikansitaba u Kilimanjaro, and yeah, experience really traumatizing, but engekho lula, and it's ebengisho ukuthi ifuna not only umzimba oqinileyo reasonably, akumelanga ukuthi angikhona ukuthi kufunakala umuntu or super fit, but very, very reasonably fit physically. And but in Come out, may you go too much, but as long as we go, I will follow with him on the agriculture with mass poor. Ngangihambe ngomsebenzi eTanzania kuregion yonaleyo eMosh, and I spent a week ngikhonangale, and then I met a lot of people including ama agents laba abathatha abantu bebaqansisa uMount Kilimanjaro. So bangikhuthaza ukuthi njengoba usuhlala isikhathi singaka usuaclimatizile, and you don't look, you are reasonably physically fit. I'm finding now what's going on. So that was the only motivation I had, other than at some point in life I would want to do that. But ukuthi ngikwenze ngaleso sikhathi kwaba nje ukukhuthazwa ngabantu ababe engahlangana nabo ngaleso sikhathi.
Yes, singathi kwaxaza indaba leyo wafika khatshana kanganani?
Kanye baba.
Yes, waxaza indaba leyo wafika kanganani? Waxaza kanganani entabeni leyo?
Ngisho ukuthi intaba i-distance it's 42 kilometers. So ngathatha 3 days ukuqansa i-42 kilometers zangakhona. Then 2 days coming down. Ngoba coming down is much easier. Ngoba you gradually improve the oxygen supply. And the excitement nje ukuthi you've managed to conquer the mountain, so we are very happy ukuthi you are now going back and really super excited. So it was a total of 5 days.
Yes, so singathi khonapho ke baba later uqhanza khonapho wafika esiqongweni kumbe wafika.
Yes, ngafika esiqongweni ngempela, and ngoba esiqongweni kwakhona umele bathi bona you shouldn't spend more than 20 minutes. Umele uthi 20 minutes we look around, you take pictures, and then you make your way down. Bathi awumelanga uhlale imzuzu edlula i-20 ngoba umzimba uyabe usukhathele ngokuswela i-oxygen or nge-oxygen limited. So umele uphumuze and uphumuze ama lungs akho ukuthi aqalise ukuba le oxygen ewajayeleyo. Otherwise kuyaba le collapse and then you can lose consciousness. Angazi ukuthi ngathini ngesiNdebele.
Ye uyaphela umoya. So ke kunjani ukuya phezulu khona ngale sikhonwe? Kunjani?
Hey, in terms of what the scenery or just the feeling nje yokuthi uqansa kanjani.
Yeah, konke koroko.
Yeah. Isinari ukuthi ivegetation yakhona ayikho enhle kangako. It's all lay vegetation engakhuli kakhulu and engabi green kakhulu. But kunzima sibili ukuqansa ngoba uyabungela qiniso ukuthi umzimba wakho uzawuthatha njani uza responda kanjani kuselakala kwe
oxygen. So this is the first segment, and then we'll continue with the next segment. So all what he's saying here is that as a structural engineer, it was not necessary that he had that job in order to go up there. So he says it was a question of endurance, having a strong body, but not a super fit person. I've seen some people that are super fit, right?
Yeah.
So he says, not as such, but you have to have a very strong mind. You know, you have to play some mind games with the mountain. So he says he climbed that mountain without a specific date that he was going to do it. But it was always on his mind. It was at that particular time he was at Moshi. Moshi is an area around Mount Kilimanjaro. So he spent about a week or so before climbing the mountain, and then met a lot of agents who told him, you know what, it's possible. So he thought about it, traveled for about 42 kilometers up the mountain. Instead of 2 days, he says it was 3 days going up, then 2 days going down. So he says it's much easier to go down than up, because when you go down, your oxygen supply levels actually increase. So he's happy that he conquered the mountain, and when you're going down, you know that you've done a big job. So all in all, he took about 5 days to complete, the whole thing. So he says he's very happy, but then he was not too impressed about the vegetation up there. He says, the scenery is not too good, right?
Aiwa, kutanga tukunzwa mnyarikani wedu ambaro kutawara na gifts, pamsoro pe, baro kutawara imo kutivaka kuhira, Mount Kilimanjaro, wachitawara imo kuti chikuru kuti fungwa, ingi yaka gazikana.
Yeah, let's listen to the second segment where he's speaking about his experience.
Especially abadala asebekhulile babethwele ama tank oxygen umthele 5 liters the oxygen on their backs, like ogogo labokhulu abavele Japan lezinye abo Korea babethwele ama oxygen tank ngemuva so ukuthi abancedise ukuphefumula. So yikho kwakungani kwethusa ukuthi when uyabuhamba uqasa ungena la oxygen yakhona ubona abanye bethwele ama oxygen ukuthi mhlawumbe ikhona into awutholanga imemo nawo ukuthi kufunakala i-oxygen. So ugcina uzama ugcina ususethuka ukuthi mayibona kusho ukuthi lapha ngenza iphutha ngoba mina ngiyitshalanga leyo oxygen. But the time ukuthi ukaide nguyo nje yabe utshela ukuthi no, it's not necessary unless uve uzazi ukuthi ule problem ukuphefumula. But nxa uma ungela problem, it's not a problem ukuthi awula oxygen. Ethi ngizakubheka uma ngenza ngingathola ukuthi siphefumula nzima, then we will turn sizophindela njalo singakafiki esiqongweni. No, bengithi nje luckily enough akusadingekanga ukuthi siphindele singafikanga esiqongweni.
Yes, singathi waqansa ulabantu abangaki njalo wahlawula yini kwakuhlawulela khonokho.
Yeah. Mina ngaqansa ngilabantu ababengisikela abayisithupha. Kwakulalo owayengu-main guide, onguye okhombisayo, onguye ongitshengisa yonke izinhlo, ongibhekayo ukuthi angitholanga kanzima. Then kube lo muntu othwala amanzi okunatha, la manzi okupheka, kube lalo othwala ukudla for the okwesikhathi sonke 6 days zenezo. Kulalo ozahamba ayelungisa indawo lapho engizolala khona every night, ukuthi ngithole leyo ndawo. and indawo yakho nelungise kahle ukuthi umntalale elengubo esigudumalayo ngoba kuyabanda as we go up. And then kube lalo nje u-assistant oyabesekela omunye ukuthi uma kungadingakali ukuthi ngithwalwe, then bazongithwala, kube labantu abazongithwala sebengisa either ku-base camp or kundawo lapho abantu bayenziwe i-evacuation nge-helicopter. So kwakule i-team sibili eyayingikhangele ukwenzela ukuthi in case of emergency nje whatever eyabe yiyo babe bezimisele ukuthi bazoncedisa. Yikho-ke kunida ukuthi kubhadalwe ngoba ngomsebenzi wabo labo bantu nokubhadala i-park fees ngoba i-Mount Kilimanjaro is managed i-park national parks. So labo uyakhokhela ama-charges akhona plus lokukhokhela i-team ehamba nawe ekuncedisayo ukuthi uphumelele. And bazafuna labo i-chip ekugcineni nxa ufikile esiqongweni ba-expect ukuthi labo bathiphe ukuthi hayi i-mission accomplished or ukuthi siyenelisile ukufika esiqongweni.
Singathi konke sibili konke nxa sukhangele sibili iy'ndleko zonke kungafika kuma 20,000 kumbe kuma 10,000 kumbe imali enjalo.
Ash. Ngoba mina angihambanga through normal abantu bayabhukha ngama-agent la nxa use-South Africa uthole i-travel agent ubhukhe ngayo, ubhukhe lama-flights, le-accommodation. And mina njengoba ngangisemsebenzini ngaleso sikhathi, so ama-flights, I didn't have to pay separate flights. Angidingakanga ukubhadala i-travel agent. Angayibhadalayo zi-park fees, lokubhadala i-team yami engiphathisayo ekuqaliseni. $200.
Right, Marcus, there you are. So he says he paid that much, $1,200 for the whole trip. So to be precise here, he was saying that he had a very strong team with him. And at the end of the day, he had somebody carrying water, food, a tent for sleeping, and all those kind of things, a health assistant, and a courier, somebody would help in the evacuation process. And he paid some park fees. So all in all, that's $1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And a smile, of course.
From your family, we are going to talk about it. Because that's one point. She could know Mount Kilimanjaro. We can't get any team. We are going to have a new. We should have better 1,200. We have a better doctor for a year. We have a better doctor.
We have got only about a minute. So your last word, Reverend Mutambanoki.
Oh, thank you so much. Wishing you all a happy new year and also inviting you wherever you are to join us for our Rwendo Rokunamata Mabvira Pamwe beginning 2022 together. Tinokukokai, tinokudai, tichikunamatirai, tinoziyoti mchatinamatirao. Thank you so much for this time.
Thank you very much. We wish to thank our guests this evening, structural engineer Nkululeko Letta, Reverend Eva Mutambanoki, Mr. Makawe Nyati, Mr. Nhlanhlambambo, and Mr. Alexander Masego, and all those who joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk. And this is the Diaspora Forum. And signing off from Maryland, this is Cliff Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Nsana Nyahuye in Washington, D.C., saying a very good night.
Good night.